KMVQ FM.
KMVQ HD1.
San Francisco.
What's up, San Jose?
And always on radio.com.
How many people came here to party?
This is Club 997.
We'll be right back.
money shit. Grab my sack, hit the streets, I'm on some other shit. My girl out of town, I'm with my other bitch. Hit them all, blew it all on a bunch of shit. Then hit the club and turn the crowd to a marsh pit. Then hit the club and turn the crowd to a marsh pit.
I got all these And I got all this drink bought up. I bought all these bottles up in this club. Came here with all my dogs, but I'm tryna leave with you and your friends. Yeah, tryna leave with you and your friends.
Right, ladies and gentlemen, I had to cut my vacation a few days short to get this guy in studio because he's all around the world, all right? And we got to put the Bay Area, we got to put the listeners of 997 now, of Club 997, everybody that's tuned in right now, we got to put you guys on notice on a, I don't know, what do you want to call it, a phenomenon, an epidemic, it's called a movement.
Yeah.
A movement.
It's beginning to move. Yeah.
Well, we're going to tell him when to go right now. How about that?
Tell him when to go.
Go ahead. Introduce yourself.
Young Gerald.
Yadadai.
G-Eazy.
G-Eazy.
I'm out here, man. It feels good to be home.
I know, man. And you're never home.
I'm never home, man.
You're never home, man. I mean, you're all over the world. You're in Paris. You're in France. You're in Australia. You're in Belgium. You know, that good food, good wine, good liquor.
Nah, man. But it's nothing like home, man.
Nothing like home? Well, you know, I'm sure that a lot of people, you know, would definitely probably beg to differ. But then again, yo, you are a humble man, Monster.
Nah, man.
That's right, man. So, yo, you're in town for how long, man? You're going to be on tour for...
I'm here a week, and it feels like forever. I've been living out of a suitcase for, like, the last 2 years, it feels like. Just always traveling and touring and recording here, moving there, whatever. And just to be home for a whole week is, like...
It's
like
incredible,
I have a
right?
week just to kick it. Yeah, just be here and be a normal person. It's crazy.
Just good. San Francisco.
I got a fresh air. Yeah, I finally spent some rap money and got a place, but I've only been in it like once until now. Like, so it feels good to just be back.
It's
just
like a new pair of Jordans.
Yeah.
You wear it once, move on to the next.
Right. I'm gonna cop a new place, you feel me? I'm gonna have 12 of them.
That's right. G-Eazy is in the building right now. Ladies and gentlemen, yo, we are gonna put you guys on notice about the G-Eazy movement tonight, man. We're gonna do 2 hours. 2 hours. You're gonna... do you have enough time for me, sir?
Man, I mean, we can move in.
It's 2 hours. It's a lot. It's gonna be a long night. So I'm just letting you know right now. Yo, we're hanging.
Where's the whiskey at?
We got it. J Mo on deck, all right? That's right. E-Rock's on the radio. It's Club 997. 997 now is the station. G-Eazy in studio right now.
It's the G-Eazy Takeover. We really mean it on Club 997.
Let's go.
Party in a penthouse, the top has the f*** out. Reminiscing being broken, hoping I would luck out. Nowadays I pull, swinging never struck out. Reinvested everything, just trying to get a buck out. Will I ever make it? Felt fear all my life. For a while was going through a nervous patch. Then I had the most insane year of my life. Crazy cause I only saw the surface scratched. Yeah, waking up next to a random girl I never knew. Going after Marilyn's instead of Sue. Trying to bring her backstage, then see what she let me do. To security was like, wait up, who the f*** are you? Setbacks of being almost done. Opening up the shows I'm trying to get noticed on. Labels calling a telephone that I wrote this on. But I press decline, hit notes and keep on going on. Take a look at us, it's what you call a team. Freight train, I lead and everybody fall esteem. Drinking simultaneously, rolling collard greens. Maybe I was higher than a bitch and this was all a dream. Still killing shows of Blizzy. Remember being in his Jeep and riding through the city. Played a million summer, Sega used to stand busy. Cause you'll never get a fall back, let's go and get a milli. Brought him on tour just to live it. Popping after parties with some girls who wanna give it. All my close homies keep me grinding like a pivot. Talking about a way to get it, we already did it. Switching lanes when that poor shift. Homies moving weight just like a forklift. When my album dropped, Jedi's can fit a four shift. Meanwhile, you lying ass rappers dropping horse. Only pay attention if you pay me. Chilling with a Sarah and a Vicky and a Jamie. Just a young man living life, could you blame me? Overcast and snowy, but the titty bar is rainy. Dreaming of a million while I sleep on satin. Homies always telling me just keep on rapping. I'ma blow the f*** while you sleep on napping. You want me to say? These things happen.
G-Eazy takes over Club 997.
You know, if I say something, I mean it. These things happen. Yeah.
If I ever said I'm never scared, just know I mean it.
She calls me, I screen it. I'm only it's convenient. You lying, that's weak. We pass brown, that's sheesh. She ain't fam, so what is this weesh? You cuff yours and unleash it. Listen, I'm telling you, it's my world. I does what I wish to. If you're mad, well, too bad. Sounds like a personal issue. I walk in, they all stare like, who the f*** is this dude? Kick's game is just rude. Don't get jujitsu'd. Tunnel visions, I get ahead. Stay solid, I never fled. My haters feel like I'm better dead. But I'm quite alive, getting bread instead. With a better girl, with a better face. I'm in a better place, getting better. I just wanna stay broke forever. Yeah, that's that shit no one ever said.
Never scared. Just know I mean it. If I ever said I, just know I mean it. And if I ever said I'm getting money, just know I mean it. And oh Lord knows, He knows I mean it.
Signed Gerald, I'm sincere. This year I'm in here, I'll spell it out to make things clear. And meanwhile your end's near, I've got a lane and I'm in gear. You people wonder who's next up, that conversation really ends here. You rappers just talk a bunch, stress me out, I chop a Dutch. Weak rappers trying to bite the sound, but my style is a lot to munch. And I'm more like whiskey neat, and you're more like vodka punch. G's dope, it might blow up, think I know, I've got a hunch. On my side it's authentic, you try to stump it, it's all rent it. Sure dope, you got a bad chick, yeah cool bro, we all get it. She wears a ring, came through without it. You really think she stays true, I doubt it. Cause I'm f***ing your girlfriend and there's nothing you can do about it.
I'm never scared, just know I mean it. If I ever said I, just know I mean it. And if I ever said I'm getting money, just know I mean it.
E-Rock on Club 997.
Turn it up in a hot box.
Where Brooklyn at? And we chillin' on the west, where Oakland at? Young be riding, we smoking at. Anywhere that we feel, bro, we holdin' at. Can't stay still, bro, yeah, we rollin' at. Ooh, they findin' I'm damn for real. Rocky from the window to the wall to the ceiling. Oh, I'm size, but I'm about to make a killin'. Stay mobbin', is you with it? You talkin', bro, but we livin'. Your girlfriend wanna visit. My patrol's up when I lit it.
Turn it up in the high. Up on my buzz, they down the ride.
The windows up, I'm still sipping whiskey from the solo cup. She down for whatever, cause she know what's up. I'm like, roll another one. She said, oh yeah, yeah. Yeah,
Looking out for the rollers. Pass it to the left, I'm looking over my shoulders. Always had a chip, guess it's more so a boulder. I'm always too worn, y'all never see me sober. Yeah, from the bay to the universe. I'll race you to a million, but I do it first. Rap money, second lots of yaper. I feel like 06, hot boxing scraper, yeah.
I rock a soccer buck, bend it over, I'ma show you how a real gon' do. Beat it down like a rumble, when I'm done, make you stumble. Damn, you go crazy, let me see them hips twirl. Put you on my shoulders, do some to make your toes curl. Earthquake girl, cause I'm gonna rock your world. Had her tapping out, legs shaking like a snow globe. Had her on them crutches, causing up a ruckus. Call me Hammer Time, cause my style, you can't touch this. Wanna make music, whoop, blow me like a trumpet. Her sister hold her hands when she back it up and dump it. She a bad little yampa, booty soft, like some pampas on my lap. Like I'm finna beat it up. Kung Fu Panda on the pole like a stripper, shake it fast off the Richter. Midnight, so throw it at me like a pitcher, D-Mac.
Panoramic, it's panoramic, 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 it's panoramic. Drop it down on the nigga, panoramic. Drop it down on the nigga, panoramic. Panoramic, it's panoramic, panoramic, it's panoramic. Drop it down on the nigga, panoramic. Drop it down on the nigga, panoramic.
That's right, G-Eazy is in studio right now. Yo, how you feeling, dog? You good?
Good,
hanging out?
Yeah.
Yo, this is the first time that actually we've met, ladies and gentlemen. I've never known this dude more than probably, what, how long has it been? Maybe 10 minutes.
Yeah.
10 minutes. But I've known of this guy for quite a long time. I bought your albums, or your album.
Yeah.
I copped your mixtapes, the whole entire nine. I did a lot of research. I even know about the Bay Boys and
that's,
all this stuff.
That's crazy. That's like some Nardwar level research. That's crazy. The Bay Boys, that was the first rap. That was when I started rapping. It was me and my homie Marty. And man, that's crazy.
It's crazy, man. Yo,
that was like 05, man. Wherever those mixtapes are, they need to literally, like, somebody needs to make a fire in their living room and just throw those mixtapes
really?
In.
Really?
Yeah, get rid of those. Man, that's probably terrible. But at the same time, they probably, man, we used to have some slaps back in the day.
I'm telling you, man. That's why we're here today, you know? So, hey, you're from the Bay Area, born and raised, man. How old are you, first off?
I'm 895. I'm actually a vampire.
Perfect. You don't look
a
day over 21.
I've been here for a long time. I know. I stopped aging when I was 21 years old. I was like, I'm going to just stay here forever.
But see, here's the thing that's crazy. Like, you know, everyone that I bring your name up to, I'm like, yeah, you know, you ever heard of G-Eazy, this and that? Like, yeah, you know, I just started hearing about him, like, maybe about a good, like, you know, 4.5 months ago. I heard that, like, you know, he's from the Bay, but he got big in New Orleans.
Yeah.
Well, how did that come about?
I moved to New Orleans after high school. I just wanted to stay here. Mm-hmm. I was like, you know, we had our little Bay Boys thing. You know, we had a group or whatever. And I was doing the music. And I just wanted to stay put and just do music. I felt like I was one song being uploaded to MySpace away from being on. I was like, we're out of here.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was just doing the music thing, and my mom was like, no.
You're going to college.
I was like, but mom, this is my career. And she's like, no, you don't have no career.
It's like career or not?
Nah, but she just pushed me to, like, at least apply. And I got a scholarship to this school in New Orleans. You know, it was a situation where I could, like, you know, I could afford to go there. And they had a program for music business. Mm-hmm. And I hated school. I mean, I literally, like, always hated school. Like, had, like, graduated with, like, a 2.0. I was like, how am I going to go to college? Like, and I went out and I applied for this program and, like, basically auditioned. And I talked about, you know, the music I was doing. And, you know, I've always been kind of like an entrepreneur with it. Like, I used to design my own mixtape covers and, you know, slang. I think that independent hustle is just a part of the Bay Area.
No, 100%. You know? Absolutely.
So I talked about that, and they were like, yo, this kid's got to be here. And they gave me almost a full ride to the school. So I moved to New Orleans, and I just kept doing it. Just kept working on the music. And that's kind of where it started to pick up, you know. But I don't know.
You just started doing shows out there,
yeah, yeah.
Putting out your own mixtapes.
Right, right.
I mean, did you start that on campus or...
Yeah.
Or just kind of in the streets or...
Yeah, I used to... Yeah, just being in the scene in New Orleans and just, you know, going out. And there was one club that we used to perform at all the time. And, you know, just building everything.
Mm-hmm. So how is the scene in New Orleans compared to the Bay Area, would you say?
It's the thing is, they're
like,
both...
They, I mean, they have, like... I know they have, like, an independent hustle out there, like, yeah. How the Bay does, so...
Yeah, well, it's like, they're both totally weird places. You know what I mean? Totally unique, like, special places. Like, there's nowhere like the Bay. There's nowhere like New Orleans. New Orleans is really big on live music. And, you know, they got this whole, like, brass band thing down there. And, you know, people love going to shows. And they have this thing called bounce music. And that's mm-hmm. their party music. And it's, like, a similar, like, tempo to hyphy, but it's, like, completely different.
Okay.
And, you know, it's its own world out there in New Orleans. And it's, like, similarly, like, an island in Louisiana. There's nothing else.
Nothing
you
else
You drive
like
outside
it, really.
Of New Orleans, and it's all conservative.
So Baton Rouge is, like, nothing like New Orleans.
Not
so.
Really. Not really. And,
wow.
And New Orleans is, like, this really weird, like, liberal, like, crazy, wild place. And then, you know, the rest of Louisiana is more, like, conservative.
So, that's crazy, man. I never knew that, man. I mean, the only thing I've heard about New Orleans is, like, you know, the food and Master P.
What's crazy is, like they have their culture there. And I moved down there with my tall white tees and my baggy jeans. And I'm talking, you know what I mean, like, all this slang. And they're like, what are you saying? Like, yada, like, what? And then I'm trying to put everybody on, like, you've never heard of Mac Dre? Like, what?
That's
and they're all looking at me like I'm crazy, you know?
They're trying to put you on. I'm like, who are some big artists in New Orleans right now?
Well,
or not,
I mean,
right now, but back then.
BG is like forever a legend. And, you know, obviously Manny Fresh and Juvenile and all that. But in the bounce world, there's like Big Frida and Sissy Novi and stuff like that. Big Frida's actually playing Outside Lands.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. That's right, man. G-Eazy is in the building right now. It's Club 997 on 997 now. Yo, let's play some music real quick.
Hey, yeah, hell yeah.
Far Alone.
Yeah.
Tell me about that real quick, man.
This,
I mean, that had
man,
to be a good,
yo, this record
massive
was
moment
so
for
important
you.
To me. Yeah, I remember Jay Ant reached out. He sent me that beat. And I sat on it. I was like, maybe there's a song here. I don't know. And I had a session with Sue in L.A., and he came to the session, Jay Ant did, and he was like, bro, you got to do that song. I was like, really? Like, I don't know. And he was like, nah, trust me. Amazing. You have to do that song. And I was like, all right, maybe there's a song there, whatever. And we worked after that and tracked that chorus, and I had, like, you know, like messed with the beat and added some parts and, like, whatever. And I was like, yo, it just came together instantly. And I remember when we were making it, it was important for me to, like, reconnect with the, you know what I mean, the hypey slap that I had grown up on.
Yeah.
And but adapt that into where my sound had evolved into.
Mm-hmm.
So you have, like, you know, the you know, foggy, reverby guitar parts and the pads with the hypey drums.
Yeah.
And
no, absolutely. I could definitely.
Yeah, it was like
that.
It was both worlds, you know. And when we were making it, we were like, yo, the biggest this song could ever get would be if 40 ever heard this and hopped on it. You
and
know what
did.
I mean? Like, that was like, we were just joking, like that would be a dream. Like, that'd be crazy. So then when he blessed us with that verse, it was just like, that was such a milestone, such a moment.
It's an incredible that, verse, by the way, too.
Yeah, he killed that.
Yeah, both.
He said, having a roof
it.
Over my head was my allowance.
That's right, G-Eazy is on the radio with E-Rock right now. Far Alone featuring E-40. It's on the album These Things Happen. It's available on iTunes right now. Everywhere you go, wherever you buy music, trust me, that's where you can get it. All right, let's go.
Bay Area. guest stand up. G-Eazy and DJ E-Rock on Club 997.
Yeah. Blue jeans, Air Ones, and a white tee. 06 hanging out the window like yee. High feet on one, off a bottle might be my tree. Smoking Agent Orange, high C. Back when me and Marty was recording at my mom's, most of y'all were chasing around bops. I was in the lab, only hoping that my job never would be based around mops. Now I'm on, yeah, she know. Love me cause my ego. Girls in the joke, always follow us where we go. Hey, where the bay at? Shouts out to J-Ann. Looking for the party girls, let me know where they at. Skinny rich girls always asking where they throw a house party like, cool, where you stay at? Turn upside down, let her twerk on the wall. Took her to the bathroom and did work in the stall, yeah.
They used to tell me I couldn't go to
it ain't funny what I've been through. Your enemy can be some kin to
that's
you.
That's right.
I started off hella broke. Hung around people that's older than me, took notes. Mama worked 3 jobs on the weekends. Used to help her wash the walls at Mare Island.
Mare Island?
And Vallejo Naval houses. Having a roof over my head was my allowance. The oldest of folk, young adult, surrounded by grief, big dreams and hope. They hate it and they doubt. How did you take it? Took it with a grain of salt.
Huh.
I wanted it badly, they couldn't stop me, indie. Hey, label wanted to sign.
Who you grew up on?
Grew up on Short and Freddie B.
Who else?
Magic Mike and Calvin T.
They used to tell me I couldn't go to
the BART train to a tour bus. Still the same game except I'm pulling more butts, more bucks, never giving more food. Did it my way, I'm never taking shortcuts. Raised in a town like, fool, who put you up on, huh? E40 Mac Dre is who I grew up on. I've been selling game, got you if you need a cue up on. You can check my resume, see every beat I threw up on. Smoking on grapes, rolling up swishers, no papes. Back of the ghost, closed drapes, I'm a boss tycoon. Girls in the crowd all swoon. Super high, I'm off to the moon. And I vanish with your girl, then I take her to my room. She wants me to slay, okay, that means doom, boom. And it's to be expected, knew this would happen as soon as she texted.
They used to tell me I couldn't go to
takes over Club 997.
Young with too much cash, watch how I came up fast. They say I'm next to get it, they bring your name up last. And while I made a splash, rappers came and passed. But still I ask myself, how long does famous last?
Yeah, but I ain't worried about it tonight.
How long does famous last?
Blow all this cash on my.
How long does famous last?
Taught her welcome to the good life.
How long does famous last? How long does famous last? I'm addicted to this lifestyle, never going back to no basics. When we on tour every night's wow. Think about the days we weren't making shit. Spending everything just to make it back. Saying everything, never take it back. So if you don't fuck with me, I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. In a black shirt and some faded jeans. Been around the world in these APCs. Working nonstop, trying to take the keys. Off the lot next week, spending 80 G's. Intro my floor to your lady's knees. Always on tour cause I'm making cheese. Michigan in February is 8 degrees. And the fans waiting out so I can maybe freeze. Yeah, smoking on killer. Never going nowhere unless your team is strong. Yeah,
Probably make a skrilla everywhere I go, bring my team along. Yeah, now I'm almost famous, still right here with the oldest faces. That's where I came up from the coldest places. Young man gets everything he goes and chases, oh man.
Young with too much cash, watch how I came up fast. They say I'm next to get it, they bring your name up last. And while I made a splash, rappers came and passed. But still I ask myself, how long does famous last?
Yeah, but I ain't worried about it tonight.
How long does famous last?
Blow all this cash, I might.
How long does famous last?
Total welcome to the good life.
How long does famous last? How long does famous last?
I'm tryna marry Kate up then. Blow this money too quickly. To them squares who tryna hate buff them, you can't catch me, I move too swiftly. I'm always going through customs. When I leave, I'm knowing you miss me. We run through bottles like nothing, like I'm tryna drown in this whiskey. Indulging everything we wish. We drink it straight with no mixers. Got drinks if you squeamish. At the after parties, no pictures. My bag of look greenish. Got a bad throw swishers. This lifestyle's the sweetest, man. I'm shining out just like fixtures. Yeah. Do it for my city. Everywhere I go, bro, I rep the bay. Yeah, tell you it's a pity, but hey, always got to say. Cause I'm almost famous, still right here with the oldest faces. That's where I came up from the coldest places. Young man gets everything, goes and chases, oh man.
Young with too much cash, watch how I came up fast. They say I'm next to get it, they bring your name up last. And while I made a splash, rappers came and passed. But still I ask myself, how long does famous last?
Yeah, but I ain't worried about it tonight.
How long does famous last?
Blow all this cash, I might.
How long does famous last?
Total welcome to the good life.
How long does famous last? How long does famous last?
That's right, it's Club 997. 997 now is the station. E-Rock is on the radio. We got a very special guest in studio with us tonight.
The boy.
Putting the bay on notice.
Young Geraldo.
Young Geraldo.
I'm out here.
That's right. G-Eazy is on the Radio Bay Area. And, yo, you're feeling good. You're hanging out, man. You're home.
Yeah.
Yo, it's an honor to have you here, man. I mean, hey, you know, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a guy that's like, you know, travels the world, you know, performs on big stages with big artists, like all around the place. Like, he goes to places that you see on TV pretty much. And he's here today, man. And like I said, it's an honor to have you. For you to take some time out of your schedule.
No,
the reason why I'm saying this is because, like, yo, I'm telling you, I'm probably one of your biggest fans.
I appreciate it.
I listened to this album.
That's what the Bay is, man. It's just that support system and just, you know what I mean?
I listened to this album 7-8 times in a row while literally scrubbing my shoes, putting my sneaker wall together, whichever, man. And then, you know, I heard this one song. It's called Opportunity Costs. And there's a voicemail at the end of the record. Now, tell me about that voicemail, Craig. It's from Moms, right?
Yeah. Nah, that was a moment where I forget what exactly was going on. It was, we were working on the album, Crazy, and I was having these sessions with all these different, whatever. I was in New York working, and I hadn't talked to her in a minute. I called her to just, like, catch up or whatever.
And Moms is still in the Bay, right?
Yeah. And, she was doing something, she had to go, got right off the phone or whatever, and had called me back. And whenever I'm in the studio, I need to, like, completely block out. I put my phone on airplane mode and just go in and just work and just literally, like, become a hermit in the studio or whatever. She had called back and it went to voicemail, and she had left that voicemail, and it was like, you know, just a, you know, a moment that I was like, yo, I gotta put that at the end of a record on the album.
Like, when you first heard that voicemail, like, you know, what was your initial feeling?
I mean, at the end of the day, it's like you want to think that you're not crazy for doing this, you know what I mean? Because these goals and these dreams are so wild and out there, you know, and it's so rare that you get to, you know, like, make this actually happen and work. Music is such a, you know, like, to actually, I mean, you know what I mean? It's like
100%.
Like, there was 10 years of this never working. Like making music and no one really listening, or, you know, never making money off of it, losing money. Like, and you're like, yo, am I crazy? Like, is this never going to work?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you just, I don't know. It was like it was her saying that she was proud and she was hyped, and it was like, I don't know,
It's, I mean, like I said earlier, it's like one of those phone calls that you get. It just like totally validates the struggle.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It was a validating moment. Yeah.
Yeah, it just validates right. everything that you've been doing for the last 10 years.
Yeah.
And it's like, wow, like, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I think we're on to something here.
Right. Because the thing is, like, we don't come from anything. And this came out of nothing. And, you know, the ultimate dream is to be able to get on and take care of moms.
100%.
You know? And she's a rambler when she talks. The message was actually like 3 minutes. I had to cut it down for the song.
Really?
Yeah, I would have had the whole thing, but everybody was like, yo, you can't just have your mom talking for 3 minutes at the end of this song. You know? and she was saying stuff like, oh, I think I had just met Kobe. And I was at a Lakers game, and one of my managers is G. Roberson, and he was just like, oh, yeah, I mean, Kobe's the homie. Like, we'll go to a Lakers game, whatever. We show up, and it's like, I look at the ticket, and it's like, courtside. I'm like, row one. Like, I'm like, what? And in the middle of the game, the security dude comes, and he taps him, and he's like, yo, come with me after the game. And I'm like, this can't be what I think it is. And literally, we go back and meet Kobe, and Kobe had told me, he was like, you know, G. Roberson had told him who I was and about the music and all that. And Kobe was like, aim for the stars, shake up the world, man. Aim for the Beatles.
Like, 100%.
You know what I mean? Like, go hard. Like, you could do anything. And I called her and told her about that and like, all this crazy stuff that was going on. Like, it was all becoming real. Like, you know, just traveling so much and working with these crazy people and stuff like that. And she talked about that, and she was just like, this is becoming your life. Like,
yeah.
I never thought it would actually happen. Like, this is crazy.
It's an amazing story, man. I mean, it's like, it just like I said, it's just like, you know, that one validating moment that it's like, just work your ass for it. That's it. Mom's made you go to college, though, right?
Yeah.
She made you go to school.
Yeah.
And you got your degree.
Yeah, I did that, for her. I was like, man, get me out of here. For real.
How long did that take you?
It took me an extra year.
Wow.
Yeah. And they had a thing where I had to keep a 2.5 to keep my scholarship. I graduated 2.51.
That's crazy. That's crazy. I mean, so you had to balance literally doing shows, recording music, putting together, like, pretty much running a business, getting a degree, and taking finals and all that.
But school, I mean,
I could barely wake up at like 10 a.m. in the morning, man. Yeah. So I give it up to you for that.
I don't know. the thing is, you got all this free time with school, though. Like, most people would just, like, you know, go out all the time or, like, just kick it and be, you know, hang out. And for me, I was just the weirdo who was just always working. Mm-hmm. Like, I was always in my dorm. I had the studio set up there and was just always making beats or recording or whatever. Because for me, it was like a culture shock when I got to school. Like, you're around all these college kids with cars and an allowance from their parents, and you know what I mean? It's like, I'm like, yo, like, they're just hanging out and just enjoying the college experience and just partying and whatever. And me, I'm like, yo, I gotta get this music popping so
grinding.
That when I graduate, you know what I mean? Yeah. I got something, like, this plane is off the ground. Like, I can't wait until after this to figure out what I'm gonna do, or, you know. So I was like, I gotta get this music popping. So I was just working all the time.
Right on, man. That's that, yo. That's incredible, man. I commend you for that, man. Let's talk about some more music. Let's play some more music, all right? Let's talk about Been On.
Yeah.
That's my joint right there.
That's what's up, man.
When people talk about G-Eazy around this radio station, man, I tell them that I've been
that's
on, bro.
Up, man. That's just rap. That's just me just talking crazy for a whole song.
Well, let's play it right now, man. You good with that?
Yeah, hell yeah.
That's right. G-Eazy is on the radio. It's Club 997 now. Bay Area, we are putting you on notice. Been On. It's off the album. These Things Happen. You can get it right now. Wherever you get music, that's where you can get it. Let's go. E-Rock is on the radio. Hey!
Bay Area, stand up.
Yeah.
G-Eazy and DJ E-Rock on Club 997.
Rappers try to brag about accomplishments, but nothing you've been dropping yet astonishes. Yeah. Next shit I'm about to say is obvious, but criticism's worth some more than compliments. Yeah, yeah. We're living at a different speed, trying to sprout a money tree. We started out with just a seed. Always working, never hindered by a little fatigue. Rapping in arenas, I'm still playing in a different league. Yeah, you still playing wiffle ball. Dropping opportunities, I'm picking up a different call.
Yeah. Holding out for bigger checks to lift us all. Never kept a safety net to catch us even if I fall. Rather risk it all than play it safe. You like to sprinkle salt and player hate. My team can eat off share plate.
Yeah.
I had the black on black, I swear you're late.
Every day I got some fly shit on. You keeping all black outfit on. I already bagged most of the chicks that you out here trying to get on. You just catching up to what I've been on. Yeah, that's what I've been on.
I see what you're trying to do. That's not even kind of new. That's that shit I've been on. All these girls you see around, I already took them down. That's that shit I've been on. That's that shit I've been on. That's that shit I've been on. I be thinking forward though, thinking quick and making plans. Y'all be thinking sorta slow. You be thinking more of I be thinking more of dough. Show them all I do this shit, but trust me, I got more to show. Yeah, yeah, I'm just getting started now. All that swerving, spill my bourbon, Brody, that's a party foul. Rappers try to swear they're cool, really I'm like Harley Powell. Black on black with hair slick back, boy I got the hardest style. And I'm always snatching chicks, flyer than Aladdin's whips. Haters on the sideline bitter, Maddie's rich. Took your darling off your arm, now she just wanna be daddy's. They can't even find me where I'm chilling like my addy switched. Yeah, we're breaking rules, we all been them. Dreaming about these M's, told my team let's all get them. Make a classic song, last as long as raw denim. Every track's a problem, what I spit is all venom. Like, yeah.
Every day I got some fly shit on. Yeah. Keeping all black outfit on. Yeah. I already bagged most of the chicks that you out here trying to get on. Yeah. You just catching up to what I've been on. Yeah, yeah, that's what I've been on.
Yeah. I see what you're trying to do, that's not even kind of new. That's that shit I've been on. All these girls you see around, I already took them down. That's that shit I've been on. That's that shit I've been on. That's that shit I've been on.
It's the G-Eazy Takeover. We really mean it on Club 997.